Well, our wintertime heat wave continues. Temperatures soaring into the 80s over the next few days. We managed to hit 82 yesterday. That just missed the record high temperature by a degree. And we'll likely have some records over the next few days. In fact, I'm forecasting on New Year's Day on Saturday some of the hottest temperatures we've ever had for midwinter. The hottest temperature ever recorded in December, 85 degrees. In January, 85 degrees. That's going back to 1871 in Jacksonville. And I'm forecasting 86 on Saturday. So that would be the hottest temperature we've ever experienced in December or January in Jacksonville records. We'll see if we manage to get there, but we'll have a broad west to southwesterly flow of winds ahead of a cold front, and that's the ideal setup for temperatures to get exceedingly warm. We ought to be in the mid-60s this time of year, so it is really warm, and even some humidity gradually building, and that will be a big player and an important part of the equation as we get into Sunday as a strong cold front approaches the area. But in the meantime, highs today, low to mid-80s, the record is 84, set back in 2015. We don't drop out of the 60s tonight, and then tomorrow up to 83. That would break the record of 82 degrees. Set in 1988. I mentioned New Year's Day. The forecast is 86. That would break the daily record of 83, but also and would be a January all-time record high. And then Sunday's when things begin to change. Now, it'll be a very breezy, warm day. Some spots will be 70 degrees at sunrise on Sunday. Then as we get into the afternoon, the strong cold front approaches and a band of heavy showers and thunderstorms will develop along and ahead of that front. Still working on the exact timing, but it would appear to me right now that north and west of Jacksonville, there'll be showers and thunderstorms as early as 2 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and then most likely from about 3:30 to 6:30 in the late afternoon or early evening hours for the rest of Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. At least gusty winds with this band of storms, but perhaps some severe weather. So we'll keep you updated, of course, round the clock and as necessary, late Sunday and Sunday evening. It'll be a fast-moving system, though, so while everybody should get some rain, the amounts are not likely to be excessive, generally averaging about a half to maybe three-quarters of an inch. But following that will be a sharp temperature drop, and by Monday morning, temperatures in the low to mid-40s with a gusty wind that'll make it feel like 30 to 35. Imagine, we'll go from the mid-80s air temperature to feel like temperatures, wind chills in the 30s by Monday morning, and we don't get out of the 50s Monday afternoon despite a lot of sunshine. It'll be a breezy, chilly day. So not unusual for this time of year. If you're going to get unusual warmth, you can expect some cold too, and this strong cold front will mean business for Sunday and into Monday. But it still does not look like a long-term pattern change where we'll stay cold for any extended period of time. We'll start to moderate pretty quickly the middle of next week, and it still does not look like any kind of widespread freeze for the area behind this front. Sure, there'll be some inland frost and perhaps a light freeze way inland early Tuesday morning. I don't expect that to make it as far east as I-95 and certainly not for the beaches. And that means our pine pollen will continue to increase. It has now already reached Interstate 10 just within the last 24 to 36 hours. Pine pollen that typically blooms in late January to February, but way ahead of schedule due to the unseasonable warmth the last week or so, but also because we haven't had a freeze yet in most places. So pine pollen is up and running now. So that we have that to aggravate along with the typical colds this time of year, the flu season, and, of course, battling COVID still as well. Let's take a look at some of the events then, of course, big few days ahead. Tomorrow on Friday, we have the Tex Slayer Gator Bowl. That's an 11 a.m. kickoff, and despite the early kickoff, temperatures will already be well into the 70s and then topping out in the low to mid-80s during the second half. So a warm game, partly sunny skies. You're going to need the sunscreen, sunglasses, shorts, T-shirts, and a lot of water for tomorrow's football game. Then we have New Year's Eve tomorrow evening. Very mild. Temperatures at midnight will only be in the 65 to 70 degree range. So very warm for this time of year. And then New Year's Day, that record warmth well into the 80s. Just about perfect for the beaches over the next few days. Surf of only 1 to 2 feet. Occasional three-footers, especially at times of high tide. A low rip current risk. Water temperatures that are still in the mid-60s, which for this time of year is very mild. And winds that will be offshore out of the west and southwest for a good part of the day. That means even the beaches managed to get into the 80s at least for a while over the next few days. Really quite remarkable for this time of year. And then we have the strong cold front that moves in on Sunday. So we want you to keep an eye to the sky and stay up to date on the latest forecast as that band of heavy showers and storms moves west to east Sunday afternoon and evening. I've also posted in the Burrish blog a review of the 2021 year in weather. It's mostly local, but a few national highlights are in there as well. We ended up just a bit above average on temperatures and a bit a bit below average on temperatures and a bit above average on rainfall for the 2021 year. And you can find that at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. So this would be the last All the Weather All the Time for this year, for 2021. Hoping you'll have a very safe and happy new year. May we all have health and prosperity. And take care of yourself and one another with All Your Weather All the Time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News, Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.